My talk is a kind of application of Professor Umemura's talk just before about nonlinear Galois theory. So we will compute the Galois groupoid of Bernard Malgrange or of Hiroshi Umemura for the first Panleve equation, the shortest equation discovered by Panleve with this nice property that the movable singularities, there's no movable singularities. So Panleve claimed that this equation is irreducible, but irreducible means that you could not integrate this equation using simpler equation. So to define irreducible, you have to define what means integrable, what means integrated, and what means simpler. So in Leçon de Stockholm and after in some mémoire, I don't remember exactly the name of this mémoire, Panleve gave a definition of irreducibility. So he defined what is irreducibility for a solution of order 2 equation. And after he said that an equation is reducible is all the solutions are reducible. And I don't know if he really proved or he just said that for an order 2 equation with meromorphic solution like this one, reducibility is equivalent to the existence of first integral. First integral like in this field. So in the same memoire, he proved that the first Panleve equation do not have first integral in this field. So this is a result, even if I don't know if things are really proved in the memoire of Panleve, but the fact that there is no integral in for this vector field just proves that you cannot reduce easily on the order 2 equation given above to just the study of a family of order 1 equation. So it's the easiest example of what is reducible and the easiest theorem of irreducibility. So later, maybe there are some other people between, but later, Nishioka and Umemura gave the following definition of irreducibility. So integrated means to find a particular solution, and a simpler equation, or what everybody knows, simpler equation, it's just algebraic equation. So linear differential equation, or logarithmic equation with the logarithmic derivative if you have more general differential group, and the order 1 differential equation. So integrated means find a solution in a field that you can build using a basic extension field, starting with a field of a rational function in the x variable, and each time you do one of these extension, you add a solution of simpler equation. So to prove that P1, the first Panleve equation, is not reducible, Nishioka and Umemura use some kind of descent to reduce the length of the tower of extension, and for this they use a Kolchin-Kovacic lemma here. So this lemma says using usual words that there is no invariant divisor. So you cannot find two polynomials with a p non-constant, two polynomials satisfying the classical, which is also called the Darboux equation.
X1 is the, oh, you should have.
Yeah.
X1 was in the
maybe. It's a vector field of the first Panleve equation. So you can also call this some kind of local Darboux polynomial. Usually this kind of couple of polynomials are called Darboux polynomial. But here you can you allow the field K to be any kind of field of function in X. So you can work on any open set in the X variable. So that's why I also call this local Darboux polynomial. And this is the local of the title. Local means local in X. So there is a proof for this notion of reducibility and irreducibility. And what we want to do using the nonlinear Galois theory is to replace the particular solution by the general solution. The general solution is a function of X and of two integrating constants. And we want to study really this function of three arguments to know how it depends on X, but also on the integrating constant. So in classical linear theory, when you solve linear equation, the dependence on the integrating constant are just linear. So there is no problem, you can do a nice theory with group. But here, the dependency will be a little bit more complicated, and that's one of the reasons why we need pseudogroup or groupoid. So if you have tried to read the first paper of Professor Umemura on general Galois theory, you see that the Galois group act at this level, the level of the integrating constant. But you have also seen that it's really difficult to read this paper. So for this, I will change a little bit the problem, and I will try to understand this constant not as constant, but as first integral of the vector field. So I will not study the general solution, but the set of two first integrals. And I will define, I will not define, I will recall all definition of reducibility that use this this integral. Yeah, this is not new. So I will give definition in more, not in the full general context, but just in the context of differential field with a free derivation. So you can think that L is just a field of meromorphic function in some open set of the three-dimensional space. And we have a vector field with coefficient in this field. And this vector field is divergent-free, like the vector field of Poincaré equation. And we consider two indeterminate, so which will be this here are small c, which will be this small c. So there are differential and determinate. They generate some big ring, infinite dimensional ring, with so this the bracket mean that you are just looking at a ring generated by C1, C2, and all the derivative you can have of C1 and C2 with respect to the three variables. Alpha 1 plus alpha 2 plus alpha 3, dy prime alpha. You put all the derivatives, so it's a very big ring. And this ring is a differential ring. I'm just saying that the differential of C1 is a differential of C1, the notation. And now you consider the set of partial differential equations that can define the first integral. So these are these two trivial ones. And because your vector field is divergent-free, you can choose a good couple of first integrals that satisfy this equation here. So the other old definition, so the, there's two old definitions of reducibility. There's Painlevé definition and the definition due to Drac and Vessio. So the vector field is said to be Drac-Vessio reducible if you can this quotient ring here, this one, has a non-trivial differential ideal. So this means that there exists a couple of first integral satisfying more partial differential equation than just this this one, just the one you already know. That was called also complete when the x is not reducible. This was called by Painlevé and Drac and Vessio complete irreducibility. So the theorem we want to prove is that if we take any differential extension of x, the vector field describing the first Painlevé equation is irreducible in that sense. So I mean, we already know that if we start from any open set in x variable and that we are polynomial in y and y prime, we look at Painlevé equation. Here there is no first integral. This is a consequence of Kolchin-Kovacic or consequence of the Painlevé theorem. For any kind of open set here in the x variables and for any kind of differential extension of C of x. But here we want more. We don't want just to prove that there is no one first integral, but that if you take two first integral anywhere, they do not satisfy any kind of relation. So I will give briefly.
Sorry, do you mind putting the slide
this one? Just give some example of Drac-Vessio reducible vector field. So it's not really example of vector field, but example of field extension. So there is a way to measure the size of a field extension. You have the finite dimensional field extension, which have finite transcendence degree, and you have field extension with infinite transcendence degree. And for this kind of field, you have something which is a generalization of the dimension, which is a differential dimension, and it's based on the analog of Hilbert polynomial, which is a differential Hilbert polynomial. So you just choose a base which generates differentially the field L tilde over L, and then you have a filtration of this field by the field generated, not differentially generated, by the H and the derivatives. You have a real transcendence degree here, and you just take the asymptotic of the sequence of the transcendence degree, and the number B you get is the differential dimension of the extension. So if you have a vector field, and if you can choose two first integral in such a differential extension, small like this, then it will be Drac-Vessio reducible. So here is the basic example of dimension 1. Here it's dimension 0 extension. It's just a Picard-Vessio extension. So if you have two first integral in a big Picard-Vessio extension, you are reducible. It's okay. If here is a differential extension by a first integral of codimension 1 foliation, and after it's just this more or less the same as the previous one, but with a parameter, so it's not really important. What is more important, as you have seen in the previous talk, are the consequences of the reducibility on the flow of the vector field. So the flow of this vector field here, the first Painlevé equation, satisfies a set of differential equations that you can write here. So first, they preserve the vector. it's x1. So for any kind of vector field, divergence-free vector field, the vector field preserves itself. The flow of the vector field is natural. And because it's divergence-free, its flow, which I call phi, preserve also preserve in fact the tree form, the tree form, the volume form. But there's a part of this volume form which is not relevant, that the tangential part of the volume form. So it's better to write that it preserves these two forms here. And we are looking at other equations satisfied by the flow of the vector field. So basically, it's what happened in Umemura theory. You have this formal flow, which is just the Taylor expansion, and you're looking at the relation satisfied by this flow. But here, there's some not nice notation. So this is a big ring of all the partial differential equation on the germ of diffeomorphism. Our flows are something like this. So if you follow the vector fields, and you have a small diffeomorphism phi that you can write phi 1 of x, y prime, phi 2, and phi 3. So, but your field of your differential equation that you allowed to consider on the flow must have coefficient in the basic field here of rational function. So you have to consider this function in the x variable, which is here, but also in the target variable to have a symmetry. And after, it's just a polynomial in the derivative of the phi. And you allow the phi to be invertible. So you allow to consider the inverse of the determinant of the Jacobian matrix. So this ring is the ring of partial differential equation. So it's a partial differential ring. You can differentiate any differential equation. And the solution of the equation in this ring are just germ of diffeomorphism. So the lemma here just say that if you have a differential ideal satisfied by some of equation satisfied by some first integral here, then you can consider the differential ideal of this ring here satisfied by all the germs of diffeomorphism who send the first integral on other first integral satisfying the same equation, the stabilizer of the set of all the integrals satisfying the equation in E, in I. So the set here is just the set of phi which send one solution in another solution. And you just have to write this in a correct algebraic way, and you see that it's defined by itself an ideal in this ring here. And that if E is really a non-trivial ideal, proper ideal. Proper is okay, but non-zero. Then this ideal you build in this ring is strictly bigger than the ideal generated by all the equation you already know here. So this leads to the definition the almost definition of the Galois-Vaupoil of Malgrange. Maybe I would. So we have built some equations satisfied by the flow, and roughly speaking, do I have to put this again?
It doesn't.
Okay. So roughly speaking, the Galois-Vaupoil is a set of all these equations satisfied by the flow. So here is the here is a short notation for this big ring. This one. The short notation for this one. So it's in Lagrange paper, it's not just a set of all the equations satisfied by the flow, because we have some special problem. This why I put this tilde here, it stands for almost the definition. But in Umemura talk today, we see that it just considers the set of all the differential equations satisfied by the flow of the vector field. So we call this ideal Gx, and what we have seen in this slide is that this ideal always contains this kind of ideal P.
It's probably best to put the mic back on because they're trying to put tape recordings on the web page, and so
I put it.
Great, yeah, thank you.
So the size of the size of the ideal E is reflected in the size of the ideal J of I here, of this one, and which can be controlled by the size of this ideal J of X, which is the ideal defining the Galois group E. So we just have to compute this one, and we'll be able to know if the first one, I, exists or not. And so this is the theorem here, the computation of the Galois groupoid. So for any extension of C of X, so on any open set in the X variable, the Galois groupoid is just the set of diffeomorphism of the total space, X, Y, and Y prime, so germ of diffeomorphism, which preserves the vector. The vector field preserves also the time, because it's a real equation, and which preserves these two forms. So you have to write this in coordinate and give you some partial differential equation. So how to prove this? So the proof uses a proposition. So here the tilde stands again for almost proved by Elie Cartan. About the classification of the pseudo group acting on C2, on the two dimensional space. And this proposition says that we are in three of the following case. First, there is an invariant codimension 1 foliation containing the vector field, or there is a transversal affine structure. So this is the, I would say, the algebraic way to say this. So the vector field is in the kernel of these two forms, theta 1 and theta 2. And if you compute the derivative of this form, you have a matrix of form to say that you are integrable, the field of line is integrable. And after, this matrix satisfies itself a kind of non-curvature condition. So you are in one of these two cases, or the theorem is true. So the strategy to prove the theorem is really easy, just to check that you are not in these two in these two cases. And so an easy corollary of this proposition is that if you have a reducible vector field, divergence-free reducible vector field, then you can build the first integral in two ways. In one of the two ways. Two. So first, you just take a primitive of one form, or you take not a primitive of one form, but because omega maybe is not closed. But you take a first integral of a codimension one foliation, and after you just solve this kind of equation, which is not so difficult. You just take a primitive with parameter. And the second way to build the first integral are, so first to build what I call partial of C, which is a 2x2 matrix, fundamental solution of this linear partial differential equation. And after, when you have this, you put it before the theta that you add from the proposition, and you just take primitive. So if you look at the monodromy of, for instance, this kind of couple of first integrals, you have just the affine group of affine transformation, which act on C1 and C2. So now how to... So now I... Until now I didn't work. Because I just used the theorem of other people. And now I will work. But not a lot. So I will prove that any of the two first cases are impossible. And for this, I just read paper written by other people, and I see that it's very usual to make a change of variable, to use it was called a variable in Professor Oyama paper, which is the first integral of the Hamiltonian on which the P1 degenerates. So the first step is to use this, make the change of variable. So I didn't do all the change of variable in the vector field because it's a little bit long. And the second very useful thing is to consider the weight, this weight on the variable of the ring. So the weight of y is 2 and the weight of u is 6. And to prove that there is no form satisfying the... Maybe I will put them here. No integrable one forms vanishing on x1. So first you have to prove that you can suppose that these forms are polynomial. It's just few lemmas. And satisfy this relation. And after, the strategy is the same. You just decompose omega in the homogeneous part. You compute the higher weight 1, then the n minus 1 part, etc. And at the n minus 5 step, you have a contradiction. And you cannot compute omega. So it's impossible. In the second case, it's almost the same, but it's a little bit longer. So first, you have to prove that you can assume theta is in this form you already know. And then omega will be written like this. And I and base they must satisfy this kind of equation and other equation like A and B. The trace is zero of A and B and other kind of equation. And now you decompose A, B with respect to the weight and you do all the computation to prove that it's impossible in this case too. So you cannot build first integral. So this proved that the Galois group is groupoid. It's the one we wanted, and that you cannot build a first integral using other kind of partial differential equation. So this proved the first irreducibility, and to come back to the real irreducibility we want to prove, that is this one. I'm not able to prove, to give all the I don't have all the detail of the proof of irreducibility of this equation using the computation of the Galois group. But what you have to remember is that as long as you have particular in the definition, a particular solution in the definition of integrated, you cannot use the Galois theory. Or you cannot use the Galois group of the equation itself. So, for instance, the Galois group cannot see if there is a rational or algebraic solution. And it cannot see the invariant divisor. But if you just want to find the solution y, transcendence degree 2 solution, if you want to study this kind of solution, then maybe you can do it using the Galois groupoid. So, professor. The generic solution in the algebraic geometry sense. Yeah. So Professor Umemura thinks it's very easy. Maybe. So we have to talk about this. And so you cannot see all the solution using the Galois group. And the other thing I want to say before the end is that the computation of the Galois group was done on, so the x variable are here, and here you have the fiber, and the compact computation somewhere here with the vertical leaves here. So the computation is done on any open set here in the x variable. So it's really, it's this say that the computation, the properties of the Galois group can be read on the geometry of the initial space, initial condition space. So not on the basic geometry, because you have a deformation here, but on some cohomological group. So maybe it's interesting things to know how we can read it on the homology, cohomology of this space. And thank you.